Hello, my name is Adrian. I'm calling from, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm still here.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter? And appointed or elected for official or active in any political campaign?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Thinking ahead, which of those following best describes you or will you vote on in general elections for president or Senate, Michigan State legislature, and the local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? We have different options. We have, I am definitely going to vote. Very likely
definitely.
To vote.
I will. Definitely will vote. Yep.
Perfect. And what is your age? Is it between 18
38.
And 35? 38? Oh, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Generally speaking, would you say things a Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or they gotten off of the wrong track?
I think they're okay.
They're okay? In the right direction. Thank you so much. And when voters go to the polls to vote in candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals. There are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. I'm sorry. Please indicate how would you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Authorized Trailers Millage. And it reads, should the country of Grand Traverse impose in the new property tax of 0.65 millions, 0.65 cents per 1 million of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement on non-authorized trails within the country? This mileage will rise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. In the election, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor or this proposal, or you vote no against this proposal?
I guess I would have to do more research before that. I don't really know a whole lot. I haven't heard anything about that one yet.
So you will be like, because we have yes in favor, not against, undecided, wouldn't vote.
Undecided.
Would be undecided. Thank
at this time, if it was today, yeah.
I imagine, yeah. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simple way. This proposal will be dedicated public funds and maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Public
what kind
use.
Of trails? Do you know?
Wouldn't be able to tell you exactly. They just think in general, they're talking about in general, right? And it will be paid for by a slightly property tax increase. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor, or this is not against this proposal?
Probably not.
Probably not. Thank you so much. And now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year, for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor, or this proposal is not against the proposal? No. It'd be, in this case, wouldn't vote, right? You wouldn't vote? Or definitely?
No, I would not. I would vote against.
Definitely vote against. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year. Per year over the 10 years to maintain existing trails and the plan of construct new trails.
I feel like our county has enough money to do it. They don't need no more money.
Oh, okay. Well, we have like three or four options, and this will cost like an average of however about $90 per year, right? Keeping this in mind, which is the following closest to opinion. I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost on the average homeowner about $70 per year. And we have, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails about 5 $1 million per year, which could cost average homeowner about $105 per year. And we have, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise $4.3 million per year, and cost average homeowner of $90 per year, and opposed this proposal regardless of how much money we'll raise and make.
Opposed.
System trip. Opposed. Thank you, sir. From the following list, which of the issues should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus the most to help your family, right? Holding the line of property taxes, reducing government spending, protecting water quality and water supply, improving public education and local schools, dealing with inflation and causing things like groceries and gas, controlling growth and development, making
houses.
Public school. Appreciate it. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar already with it. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of it, of each of them, you can indicate it as well, right? What about Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails?
Yeah, I do.
Sounds like very favorable for you, somewhat favorable.
Yeah.
Oh, favorable? Is it very favorable?
Yeah.
Thank you. Your city is, your city or township government, would that be very favorable? Somewhat favorable? Somewhat unfavorable? Somewhat favorable. Thank you. And Grand Traverse County government? How you will?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing in development?
Do I think it's growing? Yes.
Yeah. Is it fast? Too slowly?
Yes.
About right. Fast.
Fast.
Too fast.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commission to spend this taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plans to construct with new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Do not.
Do not. Okay, so it'd be like definitely do not or probably do not trust.
What's that? Do that one again.
Yeah, I mean, we have two options. When you say do not, is that means probably do not trust or definitely do not trust?
Probably.
Probably. Thank you, sir. There are numbers of ways that the money could get spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails in Grand Traverse City County, right? Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workspace, shops, and parks will be that strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved.
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Thank you. And to plan and construct new trails?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. What about to increase non-motorized transportation options?
Yes.
That'd be strongly approved?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. And to maintain existing
I pretty much just agree with what they're trying to do. I just don't agree with funding it because I don't think that they have enough money. The county has enough money they could give it to them. I don't want to vote for any more money from me for it.
Yeah. No, I understand.
So what they're trying to do, I agree with. It's great.
And you will be like strongly approve on those plans they have. Okay. To protect open space from residential or commercial development.
Yeah.
To promote recreational opportunities, right?
Yeah.
And to promote local economy development.
Yeah.
Thank you. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging,
yep,
and bicycling, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces, and to,
yes,
promote health and wellness. strongly approve on those, right, sir?
Yep.
Is that what you said? Okay. Thank you, sir. And now, is focus on those. Which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse City County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County as well, maintaining?
I think making some more would be cool.
Making some more. Okay, additional. Okay, thank you so much. We will now be giving a few statements on this proposal to maintain existing trails and plans on constructing new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each of will make you more likely or less likely support this proposal. If each of will make no difference, you can indicate it as well, right? There will be full public disclosure of all project spending. That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference, or refuse.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. What about a citizens? A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality.
No difference.
That guys, no difference. Thank you.
No.
And there will be an annual review of how funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. And the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
No difference.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Now, you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate of each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not too convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate it as well, right? In today's digital age, is the more important than ever to provide trails and outdoors spaces for children to play outdoors and physically active and have a healthier lifestyle. I'm sorry.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. And $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plans and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
No
difference. Thank you. Grand Traverse County trail work is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades of the trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding sources to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
No difference.
No difference on that one. Thank you so much, sir. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can walk safely.
No difference.
Thank you. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities and enjoy outdoors.
No difference.
This proposal ensures that an entire trail network, Grand Traverse County, will be well maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
No difference.
Thank you so much. Trails are already generated $1 million for Grand Traverse County each year, right? And then this proposal will help boost the local economy, promoting tourism, support a small business, and create more jobs.
No difference.
No. Thank you. This proposal will improve to construct new trails and all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
No difference.
Thank you. This proposal will preserve access to outdoors spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same that way we do. Right?
No difference.
Thank you. And Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the country.
No difference.
Thank you. This proposal will provide more accessibility.
How many more of these things you got?
On this one, this is the last one. We're almost done. We're almost done. Thank you. Well, this last one, it says this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitat, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Thank you. Thank you. And now, taking into account everything, you know, everything you just heard, you would now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct and new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, sir, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I will vote no.
No. Okay, not against. Thank you. Are you, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against at all? Definitely or probably?
I'm definitely voting.
Yes.
And I would vote no on that proposal.
Vote always count. Yeah, that's good, sir. Now, you will be given some statements against, like, this is against of it, on this proposal to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails in Grand Traverse City or Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each of arguments is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing, or not at all convincing. As a reason to vote not against, right? This proposal, will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. Which inflation, high gas prices, rising home?
Just put me down home as prices. No difference for all of them.
Not difference.
Yeah, for all the payments.
There are already enough trail public. There are more important things to spend. This proposal will bring more tourism. This proposal will...
Like, I already made up my mind. I'm just trying to help you out.
Okay, thank you, sir. And one of the final time, taking into account everything you just heard. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor or this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
Not against. Okay. Thank you, sir. And would you like to say you are definitely voting probably or not voting against?
Yes, definitely voting.
Definitely voting.
Again.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, thank you. Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words, right? If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
Why I won't vote for it?
Okay. Yeah, like if you have any hesitation in voting for this proposal, what would it be?
Oh, the county doesn't need any more money.
The county doesn't need any more money.
Yeah, they don't need any more money.
I feel like
instead of taking money from us, the county could delegate some of the funds they already have to help them out.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. Yep. And before we finish, you would now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November.
Oh, boy.
The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. And the ballot reads, should the country and Grand Traverse impose in a renewal of the previous approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges, repairs, and improvement millage, beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of the streets, roads, highways, and bridges within the Grand Traverse County. If approved and delivered in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated of $6,678,949 in the first year, right? If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
No. Definitely no, or probably no.
Definitely no.
Definitely no. Thank you, sir. I'm now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish the confidential purpose, right? Just to be sure, we have a representative sample, regardless of how you may feel today, right? From whom did you vote in 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Democrat candidate?
Trump.
Trump. Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you affiliated?
I don't believe that I'm affiliated with either.
Will be independent, some other political party, or independent?
Independent, sounds good, yeah.
Okay, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative. Yeah.
Thank you. So it would be very conservative or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what is the last great formal education you have completed, sir?
What is what?
What is your last great formal education you have completed?
Partial college.
Partial college. Thank you so much. Thank you. And do you own or rent your home that you are currently living in?
Do I own? Yes.
You own it. Thank you so much. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. And what is your main racial background? Just to ask.
White.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. We really appreciate your opinion. Remember that everything counts here. Yes. I appreciate it so much, sir.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your time.
Bye.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.